Jean-Dominique Senard, Renault's chairman, admitted that relations with Nissan, the French carmaker's alliance partner, were tense, but said that they could rebuild trust. Mr. Senard was speaking at his first shareholders' meeting since taking up his position in January, after Carlos Ghosn's arrest in Tokyo for alleged financial misdeeds at Nissan. The French government, which holds a 15% stake in Renault, has undermined Mr. Senard recently, most spectacularly by thwarting the company's attempt to merge with Fiat Chrysler Automobiles. Mr. Senard said he had been saddened by the state's meddling.
Volkswagen ended its association with Aurora, a self-driving vehicle startup, clearing the way for it to work with Argo, a similar outfit that Ford, which launched a partnership with VW this year, has invested in. This week, Argo expanded testing of its fleet of autonomous cars to Detroit, the historic home of carmaking.
Salesforce, a highly acquisitive cloud-based software company, struck its biggest deal to date when it offered $15.7 billion for Tableau, a provider of computer graphics for databods.
Insys, which makes a fentanyl-based painkiller spray, filed for bankruptcy protection days after it settled with the federal government for its marketing of the product. Many of the pharmaceutical companies blamed for America's opioid crisis face potentially large legal claims. They stand accused of pushing the drugs.
In what it described as an unprecedented action, the British government ordered Whirlpool to recall up to 500,000 tumble dryers over safety concerns. The American maker of white goods issued a warning in 2015 that certain brands of dryers might catch fire, but rather than issue a recall, it tried to fix them.
Beyond Meat had a rollercoaster week on the stock market. The American fake meat company's already buoyant share price soared after its first earnings report since going public in May revealed a boom in sales. But investors lost their appetite when an analyst warned that the stock was overpriced, sending the price down by a quarter.
Elliott Management, a hedge fund, agreed to acquire Barnes & Noble in a $683 million deal. Elliott also owns Waterstones, a British chain of bookstores that is thriving despite predictions that Amazon would kill it off. James Daunt, who as managing director is credited with reviving Waterstones, is also to run Barnes & Noble, where he will hope to turn the page on the American booksellers' declining fortunes.